Hello again, podcast listeners at the Crooked Spine Show. This is one of our workshops we've done recently. It talks about how spinal motion affects your overall health and your mood. You can realize when there's normal spinal motion in your body and other joints too, it can cause the body to stay relaxed, recover from injury quicker, and actually deal with stress easier. If the body is not where you want to call it, where your body is locked up or tight, it can cause more stress to where it's affected your hormones in your body, and also overall health, such as your heart rate. Okay, we'll also talk about scar tissue too in another part of the talk of this workshop, but enjoy the overall talk. Hopefully understand how the nerves affect your body. Once you do that, realize how to keep yourself simply healthy. All right, we'll see you after the talk. That joint motion may be good or bad, causes a nerve response to the actual brain, okay? So that response occurs by the nerves here that go into the body, and the spinal cord, so you can see a little soft tissue in there, the spinal cord itself. But that spongy cord, to be as loose as possible, that's your connection from your body, stress just to your body, good or bad, that goes into the spinal column, and cord goes up to your brain to give you a response. Okay, that's how the nerves work to get back to your brain. So what happens is, these joints, each joint in your spine, each side is called mechanoreceptor. Those joints connect together. They have an alarm system. They're called mechanoreceptor. Like your dashboard, if something starts going off the dashboard, you go, okay, what's going on here? Your car is still working, right? But there's something, a warning sign of what's going on. Those receptors in there are motion sensors to see if your joints are working normally or not normally or improperly. Okay? So if those sensors work properly, they send a signal to the brain saying everything's working okay. If over time those joints start locking up, not moving properly, causing some joint locking, overall sends a different signal to the brain. We'll talk about in a minute of how that works too. But they send sensors like your car dashboard. There's a problem in there, but may not be symptomatic yet. This is how the nerve travels, okay? The nerves travel to the brain. That's a nerve response. From your brain, it goes to part of your organs called your adrenals. Okay? Everyone's probably heard of adrenal fatigue and how that works and your body shutting down and all that stuff too. Okay, that's an organ, and that's more of a chemical response. Okay, so there's a neurochemical so far pathway that's controlled by joint motion. It all starts right here. It has to start with joint motion, good or bad. Okay, adrenals produce hormones response. Hormonal. Sorry, I'm not. Got C plus all the way through English school. It's depressing. I'll take a third grade English class, I think. That's helpful. Hormonal response or hormones, call them hormones.
It's different than harmonious. Okay. I don't get a harmonious response at all.
And that goes to your body to cause an effect. Okay? That's how it's affected to the body. So if we have, for example, overall less joint motion, it'll fire certain nerves to cause a chemical response, to cause a different hormonal response too. Okay? Like you mentioned a second ago, there's sympathetic, parasympathetic, correct? So here is sympathetic. I'm going to draw sympathetic in red. Sympathetic is your stress response. Okay? Okay. That equals stress. Okay. If you have stress where your joint is a moving prop, so you have less range of motion, less motion in the joint, at that point, the sympathetic will cause that adrenal gland to produce cortisol. There's no test, so you don't have to remember these words. And catecholamines, that are your stress hormones. What do you think the stress hormones have you react your body to do? What's the stress response? If you're being chased by a tiger, what happens to your body? What happens to your lungs? Increase in respiration or decrease in respiration? Are you going to breathe more when you're under stress or breathe less?
I guess you breathe more.
Increase lung capacity, right? So with this one, increase lungs. Let's do here. Increase breathing. Okay. Same concept, increased heart rate.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you become more short-term memory or more long-term memory?
Short.
Get the heck away from that tiger. Where's the tiger to get away from it? Okay. So short memory. And do the muscles relax or do they actually tighten up?
Tighten
up. Good. Okay. So increase.
Yeah.
Muscles tighten. Okay, just, those are just a couple. Okay, on this form here, last time I ran into these things, it talks about how the nerves work, how they correlate from the spine to the location, and the effect of that. Especially here, thank you. Especially when it's under sympathetic. So your symptoms, your effects will be your symptoms when it's sympathetic response, this response here. Okay. Any questions about this yet?
Well, it doesn't feel sympathetic.
You want to say?
Yep. But you're saying that the what we would say in science, the nucleus, is the spine. You're saying that that is the base.
Seven out of ten of your motion receptors occur from your spinal column itself.
Okay, so
70%.
Okay, so what did you say?
70% occur. Motion sensors come from your spine.
Okay.
Scientifically, if you want to read books and things like that, so I'll give you all my books. That's when other motions in your area are affected too. They'll say, if I have a problem with my shoulder, what happens if I tear my shoulder, okay, acute pain, sharp pain, it's going to freeze up on me. So when it does that, it sends a response to my brain to make things want to contract, maybe sweat a little because I'm in pain, and breathe hard because I'm hurting. Okay, that's more of an acute injury. The subtle injuries can occur without causing symptoms, but still have the same response.
Okay, so let me just ask you.
Sure.
If you have a knee
ache,
a hip ache, are you saying that initially it will start in the spine area?
I'm saying that once you have that initial ache, at that point, that'll cause acute firing of the nerves, mechanoreceptors, your motion sensors, and lock everything up. But as the ache goes away, becomes more stiff, becomes less symptomatic.
Yes, it does.
And then your overall body recovers from that sympathetic response. Mm-hmm. So your body's very intelligent.
Oh, uh-huh.
1 second. Yep. Come on in.
When you move.
I know, they moved me.
Yeah, I went
I'm
down.
A transplant.
To, yeah, I went down to the other room. Sorry.
I know. It's okay.
Yeah, we went to the other room.
You're testing your orientation this month. Can you figure out where to go?
Well, it's because the clutter class has many more clutterers.
Yes. Well, and does that, when I'm in acute pain, my body fires, my heart rate increases, my breathing becomes rapid, my short-term memory kicks in, and my muscles tighten. So even if I have a shoulder problem, my neck muscles tighten, my arm tightens, my side tightens, protect my body. It's not just one area. So long term, if you maintain that acute pain, that sympathetic system, and your body sees that as normal, your body compensates. If your body compensates, what happened to a knee or hip becomes arthritic, and scar tissue builds up, but then you have arthritis, bone arthritis. Okay? Two major types of arthritis. One is going to be inflammation causing pain, like in hands, for example, sometimes rheumatoid arthritis. Other is bone spurs causing joint locking permanently. That's what you'd see on the x-ray or an MRI. So short term, fires, this kicks in, boom. You're gonna do something about it, right? Because now you're symptomatic. Long term, you go, I can deal with it, I'll be okay. Years later, you go, it's not going away. Now I take the MRI, the x-rays, now it's arthritic. Again, hip is one joint, knee is one joint.
Yes.
Hinge joint, ball and socket joint. Your spine, if it has one area where it's locked itself up, say one area here, one area down here, other parts can still move. Even that's initially symptomatic where you feel something, you can lock up the other parts to move. So unlike a knee, other parts can compensate. So I can still move, but now the area is locked itself up. Okay, for example, the neck locks up over time. It can still move above and below to cause the same range of motion, has to move the joints above and below more, make them wear out faster, more wear and tear. Okay? So because of that, over time, even though that's not symptomatic, we don't have any pain, that system can kick in to where over time it keeps your body under stress. For example, I had a lady about 4 years ago, came in, had a stressful job. She drove from Rancho Cucamonga to City of Commerce every day for work for about 5 years. The stress of driving there, working all day in an office, and leaving there and spending about 2 hours in wet traffic there, 2 hours on the way back, coming home sleeping, and the same thing over and over 5 days a week. Okay? Came in with some spinal problems, but also heart palpitations, breathing issues, intestinal issues too. Didn't have a heart issue, ruled it out with a cardiogram through a medical doctor. Blood work came out negative too. Because of this, over a period of time, it fine chiseled away at her, where her body responded with the organs becoming chronically sympathetic, chronically under stress. Okay? Does that make sense how that would work? So what we did for her is alleviate depression in her spine so all of her bones worked, and that was enough to compensate to get her to start moving to get this response to calm itself down. So we moved the spine because she had chronic stress and chronic posture issues from her sitting at a desk all day and also driving to and from work. But that allowed her to move more. And then she got away from the sympathetic. Back, we'll talk about this in a second, how that works. The second part is here. It's called your parasympathetic. Anyone know what para means?
What? The parallel. It's the same base as parallel, isn't it? Okay.
I don't know. So I'm asking. Is that right?
Parasympathetic.
Because I would think it's almost the opposite, para versus sympathetic. Or might be, no, I'm just being rational here. Being human. Okay. So if we have this, this is your rest and relaxation. This has to be in balance so you can survive the environment, but also repair when your body's not under a stressful environment. Okay? So here, as we go through this, same thing. I'll just put parasim. No.
Penmanship is horrible.
Apologize. Paras. Okay? That causes the same thing, chemical response to the brain. A different hormone, this time is going to be, I'll put it over here, going to be endorphins. And serotonin.
Yeah.
Okay, these are your relaxation hormones. If they're the opposite of this, will it keep your breathing relaxed? Will keep your heart rate calm down? Exactly. Mm-hmm. Will keep your muscles relaxed too. Mm-hmm. Okay, exactly. The intestinal tract stays relaxed. Your bladder stays relaxed. Your overall body stays relaxed. Okay, it's a more relaxed state. If your body's relaxed, for example, when you sleep, do you get more rechargeable sleep? Where your body wakes up more energized, more, you want to call it, with a better battery? Okay, that's the plan. Under here, realize you have less recovery sleep. Okay, your body does not shut down under stress. What are the
other patients? You mean symptomatic.
Sympathetic,
yeah,
yes.
Sympathetic.
Under sympathetic here, same thing. Your body doesn't go into a relaxed state, so it stays tight the whole time. You get more alpha sleep, not the deep delta sleep where you get the REM sleep in there. Okay? So the body's meant to have that balance so when your body can relax, those are relaxed state. Everything you see on the right-hand side there, this does not occur as the effects. Locations stay more normal, more relaxed. And the sympathetic is when the effects of that chart actually kick in. Especially chronic sympathetic conditions, for one, too.
So the alpha sleep is less.
Alpha sleep is less than deep delta sleep. Is it going to be more alpha sleep? Mm-hmm. we'll use the alpha sign.
Yeah.
And that's going to be the deep. I don't know what the delta sign is. I write it down.
Delta's.
I'm a beta, so.
Okay.
Got it. Brent's coming back to me now. Right. We're going to have any tri-delts on our campus.
Yeah.
So that's your delta sign. Okay. So when I ask my patients when they're under care, and they ask me how you feel, I'm feeling a bit better, doc, I go, how are you sleeping? How are you waking up? Still not very good. Over time, you go, wow, wake up, I actually feel more relaxed, more recharged, I have more energy throughout the day. That's how we know we've gone to more of that balance, okay? Your body wants to stay, it's called homeostasis. This allows your body to stay in homeostasis. When you're under stress, quick stress in a car accident, got a guilt situation, your body should kick in your sympathetic, okay? But once that calms down, your body goes out of that, then it gets that balance back again, too. If you're under chronic stress, like talk about my patient who had to commute to the city of commerce every day, does it make sense why it would affect your body? Over time, your body adapts to that stressor. Mm. Our body's intelligent. Do two things. We can either change our environment, especially external, or adapt to the environment. If we adapt to the environment, our body will go under that and adapt to it physically and chemically, hormonally, and neurologically over time. How do we, if we're under sympathetic stress at a certain point, maybe symptomatic or not symptomatic, how do we change that? How do we cause this to reverse if we're under sympathetic? Now you know both sympathetic and parasympathetic. How do you go back to a better normal if we're under sympathetic, if we're under stress? What can we do physically to our bodies?
Oh, physically. I would say mentally, I calm, pray, meditate.
So mentally realize you can cause a chemical response to your body that can affect your hormones, absolutely, allow things to come in better balance. Mm-hmm. Good. What else can you do? So there's the psychological, right?
Psychological, right.
Okay. Uh-huh. What else can you do as a way to recover from this?
Exercise.
Good. Exercise. Why? Talk about a second ago about at least 30% of our...
Right. Of
exactly. Yeah. That motion in your joints, uh-huh, the chemoreceptors in your joints, maybe your knee, your hips, your shoulder, your back, your neck, your wrist, your arms. The chemoreceptors control your motion sensors. They fire to your brain to cause your parasympathetic to kick in. More motion you cause physically, the more this kicks in, so you get to more of a relaxed state. So you can control that. What we do as chiropractors is adjust the spine, make sure we take that to your first office, make sure what we have to adjust, so you recover physically inside your body. That's what we do. Your job and part of our care is how do we have you start, if you don't already, exercise with stretching and then strength training and maintain that. So your body stays healthy. Okay? Yes?
Now, what is the CPAP machine trying to put you into that seat?
It helps give you a relaxed state, but you become dependent on it.
Mm-hmm. You can't do it by yourself. You want to do it independently. Yeah. You don't want to depend on a machine.
So that's a good way to in an acute situation, short-term use it, but how do you do things on your own to get your body to get healthy? If I have a shoulder injury, I'm going to go to physical therapy. If I have surgery, for example, get it worked on till I can do it on my own and maintain it on my own. You got to realize where you are first is by taking the x-ray of the shoulder. Maybe get an MRI. Maybe get a test done. So know where you are first and then proceed with your either assisted therapy with a doctor or a therapist and then on your own, so over time you maintain your own health. Because who's around you more, you or the therapist? Yeah, so you are. So how do you maintain that on your own so overall it stays healthy on your own too? Sometimes changing your environment. My patient, she was going to quit her job, so she came to my office, City of Commerce, and I said, well, let's give us 2 to 4 weeks, see what's going on with it. She got herself healthy where she started walking at work for an hour and coming home after work and walking because she had enough energy to do that. We got that initial ball rolling momentum going so she could do that. She kept it on her own. She was able to get her own discipline. Some of people can't do that. But she was, like I was saying, she was able to get the relief from the spinal care that we do, then from the spinal care, get herself healthy so she got discipline and habit of doing it on her own, kept herself moving. That got her heart rate down, got her breathing better, better sleeping, so her body recharged more. See that reverse effect? If we cause more motion in our body, okay, in our spine, what we do, and her body kicks in some parasympathetic. Okay, but still has to get that better balance over time too. So if kick this enough in where we get the sleep to get better, then her body can recharge more. It has more energy throughout the day. And then the ball starts rolling more in this favor here. So at that point, you're more motivated. And at that point, you control the hormonal release of serotonin endorphins by keeping up your own exercise. Mm-hmm. You have to get to that break point to where you feel better in the morning. And once you get to that break point, boom, you're on your own. And your body can actually recover on its own. And this box won't kill me sometime in the future.
So with proper therapy, you can get yourself off of a CPAP machine?
Yes. It takes a lot of therapy. It takes you understanding what your body should be doing to recover from that. What is a CPAP machine supposed to do?
It's artificially.
What? But why, though?
Well, what I understand is that your throat closes up.
Yes.
And so the air can't get through there.
Yes.
And the CPAP machine forces air through there. Now, with therapy, how does it make
it
that
gets
go
you
away?
Overall, gets you a higher VO2 max, higher lung capacity. Your body relaxes more, so it doesn't have that quick, if you want to call it, thrust of volume increase over time. You might have some mechanical going on. I can't, mechanical stuff is 10%. But what can you on your own to get your breathing up, increase your heart rate throughout the day, through cardio, whatever it might be, so your body gets that higher lung capacity and ability to work in a relaxed state. If my body's always in an atrophied or weak state, it has to fire and then calm down. The sine, cosine, tangent wave, your middle max is going to be too high. So if I'm under stress, I just go way up here, then come back down. So that's what it's kind of doing to your body. You can't breathe, so it fires it up. The machine is meant to regulate, so can you do it on your own? You might be able to, unless you have some mechanical going on with your throat, your thyroid, your hyoid, or lung issue too, to see whatever it might be. You realize a lot of it, how do you prevent, but also fix on our own if we can, to make sure our body gets healthier. Any questions from the back row?
Yeah, I'm having problems with the vocabulary, because if I say I'm sympathetic for you,
yes,
it suggests that I feel your pain, but I don't. I appreciate what you're going through.
I understand.
And then there's another word, empathy.
Yes.
And it's a similar meaning. Yes. You know, the
so we take it away from the psychology, get into more of the science.
Focus. Yeah, okay.
Perfect. Focus on the science. Yes.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to process everything. And if you can just reiterate to me, I'm reviewing my notes. Because I'm sorry.
Of course, go ahead.
I have to take mine. My sister-in-law, because she just broke her wrist. So she was supposed to be here for the class.
Yes.
But when you said 70%
of your joint motions, of your mechanic, it's called mechanoreceptor. Mechanoreceptors.
It's called what?
Mechanoreceptors. Write that down.
Yeah, because I okay.
Mechano.
Uh huh.
No receptors. Those are your motion sensors in your joints that allow your body to fire this off in a good way or a not so good way.
Okay, so it's the motion.
Motion sensors.
Sensors.
Yes.
Okay. That does plus or minus.
Yes, exactly. Okay. They either fire the sympathetic or parasympathetic based on if there's motion or non-motion.
Non-motion, okay.
There you go.
All right.
That starts the system going.
All right.
All these plethora of words everywhere.
And we have
70%, 70% comes from your spine.
Okay.
30% comes from your other external joints.
All right, now I'm okay.
There you go. That's the big picture.
Right.
So once we know that, our job as chiropractors is to see what's stuck in the spine and unlock that so your body gets back to better health. And you, on your own, maintain that with your own exercise also. With spinal loading exercise, posture exercise, whatever it might be. With a broken wrist or elbow, when it's ready, getting full range of motion in there as soon as possible, and keep that motion going the whole time until it heals completely. You want things to heal with motion.
Okay.
If you get an injury and don't heal with motion, you build scar tissue that acts like glue to lock everything up. Then you're stuck, and you have to break that up to full recovery. Mm-hmm. If you don't break up scar tissue, that forms arthritis within 5 to 6 years.
So that's why when you have an injury, you go to have physical therapy because
right
that's
away.
Motion.
right away. Oh, okay. The old philosophy was, you get the surgery done, we'll see you in 4 weeks for the physical therapy once you feel better. Then you spend 2 more weeks breaking up all the scar tissue. Now they go, you have surgery at 8 o'clock in the morning. We'll see you at 12 o'clock for your first physical therapy appointment inside your room.
So for no buildup.
Oh, exactly. Yeah, no build the scar tissue. The more you cause, more motion, no scar tissue build. The best recovery. I had two patients about 7 years ago. Gentleman was in his 50s, an old guy, 50, right?
Well, I must be ancient because I'm 69, golly.
And a younger guy in his 30s, both had a shoulder surgery. Okay. The 30-year-old didn't do physical therapy because he had to pay for it out of his own pocket. No physical therapy. Other one had physical therapy starting the same day. What do you think a month later, who was in better shape?
The one that started.
The older guy or the younger guy? The older guy had the physical therapy right away.
Okay.
And he was in better shape.
Yeah.
90% almost a month later, full range of motion, back to normal walking. The other guy was still here. Stuck. Had to have surgery again to break up all the scar tissue, things moving again. That's more painful. I don't want pain once, not twice. But you have to allow things to move better, if not develop arthritis. That's the key. Arthritis doesn't happen overnight. Unless you have rheumatoid arthritis, metabolic disease, whatever it is too. Osteoarthritis, bone arthritis occurs because of lack of motion joint. The joint doesn't move. Joint doesn't move. It locks up. Cause arthritis in the front the first time. Because that's what ligament is in the front, the anterior longitudinal ligament. That's your warning sign you're going to have arthritis in your spine. Cause this to basically cause arthritis there, bone spurs. It'll shrink the disc and pinch the nerve.
You know, I respect and understand what you're saying.
Hope that talk made sense to you, where by keeping your spinal joints normal, keeping your body moving and flexible, your body can tolerate more stress that we deal with every day. Okay? In the show notes, I have broken down the 6 parts of the feedback loop that occurs from your spinal joints that releases the hormones in your body. So look at that in the show notes too, how that works. And watch through each video. It's actually a video, not a recording, of how the body works and kind of draws up the diagram for you to kind of see it easier. So walk through that too if you have a chance. At that point, it breaks it down to 6 simple videos. Understand how that feedback loop works, where there's more spinal motion, your hormones get better, your mood gets better, your body tolerates more stress. Okay? Enjoy Health and Inside Out. And if any questions at all, contact us on our email, contact us, or connect us with our Facebook, Instagram, Snapbook, other books we have out there, and Grams. And have a great day. We'll see you next video.